European security agencies are trying to determine who's been sending a series of letter bombs to prominent European officials. No one was seriously injured by any of the parcels, but one package addressed to European Union Commissioner Romano Prodi ignited Saturday when Prodi tried to open it. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
Romano Prodi tried to shrug it off on Sunday when he met with reporters outside his home in the Italian city of Bologna. The European commissioner joked about the fire that erupted when he opened a parcel he thought contained only books. He said days earlier his security team warned him about opening packages hastily. Prodi's easygoing laughter couldn't conceal the sense of panic that's now washed over the corridors of European power. Within days, three more letter bombs reached mailboxes at the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, the European police agency Europol in The Hague, and at Eurojust, the EU agency responsible for international criminal prosecutions. All have temporarily sealed their mailrooms. Each package was hand-addressed to prominent EU officials. The return address on at least two of them showed the parcels were sent from Bologna. Reggio Kemppainen, a spokesman for the European Commission, says security around major EU officials and their offices will be stepped up.
Whatever is necessary in terms of security precautions will naturally have to be taken. At the moment, our security services, the Belgian security services, and the Italians are cooperating with each other and they are assessing the situation.
Police aren't yet prepared to say who is behind the letter bombs, but are increasingly concerned that it may be the start of an organized campaign. An Italian group calling itself the Informal Anarchic Federation claimed responsibility for setting off two homemade bombs in front of Romano Prodi's Bologna residence just before Christmas. In a letter to the Italian newspaper La Repubblica, the group wrote that the bombs targeted Prodi and hinted at more to come. The letter said, quote, "The pig should know the maneuvers have only begun to get close to him and others like him." The package Prodi received included a book, written by the famed 20th century Italian writer Gabriele De Annunzio. Though he flirted with extreme politics on the left and the right, De Annunzio is perhaps best known as a primary inspiration for the fascist Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. Further affirming its sense of history, the group suspected of sending the package to Europol included a note extolling 19th century anarchist Emile Henry. It's still unclear why Prodi himself was a target. Investigators are looking for clues in a manifesto written by an anarchist umbrella group known as Giro Opposizione. The missive, published earlier this year, declared open opposition to, quote, "Europe's masters, their war, their peace, their repression, and their control." Italian radicals have a long history of using violence. In October, Italian police arrested several members of a prominent militant group known as the Red Brigade. Investigators looking into this latest spate of attacks believe remnants of the brigade may also be involved. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.